Well, howdy, 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 howdy. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. We are now live. I would like to thank you for joining us here. This is Michael Basham on the Spirit Wars show, a transmission which goes into the multiverse already, Josh Peck's multiverse. And today, as we look out onto the horizon and we see the Navy destroyers on the far horizon of the not flat Earth, we would like to talk a little bit about just the majesty of the world and the universe. And we're not trying to come here to explain to you how it works or how it all operates, but just to kind of get your head into the heavens, so to speak. So now, as we are trying to bring in the audience here, as I'm clicking on stuff to kind of connect up the many different realms of the internet that we are using, if you want, you can go ahead and pull up this article. I'm going to put it on the description of the video in just a moment. And it's "Parallel Universes Are About to Accelerate in the Public Eye." This is an in-depth PDF for those who wish to pursue an understanding of transmorphic dimensional entities such as Bigfoot, which utilize portals. So this is a very well put together, well organized article. I think that it will help you, and it's really a research paper, and it'll help you to kind of wrap your mind around what it is that we're dealing with here. Parallel universes, the multiverse. And if you haven't seen Rick and Morty, it's pretty much Rick and Morty. It's like the world of... Oh, sorry, Joy, I didn't mean to wake you up. This is a live area. Yes, I woke you up. It's here, it's in Hawaii, it's only about 7 o'clock. It's 6:45. And I promise we won't get too exciting. There won't be too much blood splattering. Except when we have to deal with demons. And we have to crush their bones and destroy them. Let me also start with a dream that I had last night. And, you know, we're going to sort of take a brief picture on why in the Bible the ancient pagans especially, but also Israel, were commanded really to pay attention to their dreams. There was a lot of wisdom that God was trying to convey, and those that even didn't know God, they knew that in order to reach into the other dimensions and the other realms, you needed to pay attention to your dreams. So it's a tiny Bible, but yes, it fits in your shirt pocket. This is like that knife that you carry, you know, when you used all the bullets and you had your sword broken, but you still got the dagger. Joy has had demonic spiritual warfare. Wow. Well, F.U. asked to pray for his friend who is messed up with CPS. All right, guys, so we're going to go to warfare. In this transmission, as we are reading and giving you information to satisfy your intellectual curiosities, we are going to go to warfare combat for our friend. We're going to send bombs in the spirit. We're going to launch the cannons. We're going to just watch as the devil is just crushed and just his head is just splattered across the pavement. Oh, it's a good feeling. And we had CPS's Child Protection Services, which they do the exact opposite of that. Joy. So we just claim freedom from all evil. I received report of demonic infested pedophilic people from the family trying to track down, hunt down, and bully our friends who we worked very hard to make sure that they got away from the cult. Another story, another show, another prayer request, but it's just sick to your... It makes you sick to your stomach to even look at this kind of nasty. And in my dream, I was confronting a demon that was essentially trying to hurt my brothers, my flesh brothers. And it was this kind of just... It looked human, but it was definitely evil. And I was grabbing at it and just wrestling with it. I knew that the contest was that if I won, I got huge rewards. If it won, then it got to have rulership somehow in my family. And this battle took place on a boat. It was a very kind of unique and very multi-layered dream with my family there and friends and this boat that we were on, like a kind of a navy boat, but also it was for, there was a lot of housing on board. And this is so bizarre, but it was fueled by dogs, not like killing dogs, but just somehow dogs were used to make this thing go. And I was in a room full of dogs, and the engineer came in, the engine man, and he was like selecting some of the dogs to push forward the boat. And he was like, I'll take this dog and this dog and this dog. And he brought them into some other room. I was just like, that is so weird. Even in the dream, it felt weird. Hey, Val Kilmer's here. Yeah, we haven't gone live in a while. I apologize because we've been doing The Fringe. You guys can always listen to audio on The Fringe, but we just haven't had a chance to really get all the stuff hooked up and to do the video on YouTube. So we'll do our best to be here as much as we can. Yeah, the music is a little bit imaginative. I just put all this background music in while we go live. Let me know if it's too loud, guys. Appreciate you here live. It's awesome to see you, BT. Welcome. The dogs were there. They were, I don't know what you mean by if they had attitudes, Joy, but they were there as like, I don't know how it worked. It was some kind of a dog technology, puppy tech. You know, maybe in the future we'll have kind of a connection with nature and with animals and elements that our technology will have a kind of a symbiosis with them. Kind of like we ride horses. Well, why does your car have horse power? What if there was a power of a horse that you could connect into those cars instead of burning fossil fuel? Like, wouldn't that be cool? Yes, puppy tech is here, but my wife prefers kitty tech. Puppy tech is a reality, folks. So anyway, I was fighting this evil spirit, this evil demon. And let me tell you, this thing was nasty. It was so wretched and evil, and it had the spirit of Goliath. It was probably a Nephilim, a son of Anak. And this was confirmed today while I was riding my bike all over Hawaii, all over Oahu, all over Honolulu and Manoa and Punch Bowl, and I went to a graveyard that is a national graveyard of the Pacific War Theater. And like Aragorn, I drew out my spiritual sword and I went into the lair and I said, will you fight for us? And this fallen general, maybe MacArthur, I don't know, he was like, we fight for no man. And then I pulled out the sword of Elendil and I was like, will you fight for us? And they said, bah, 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 bah. So they're deciding, you know, but we're recruiting the, we're recruiting the spirits from World War II to fight for us. Hopefully they'll want to get on board. Anyway, oh shoot, the battery's dying. Let's turn down the light here. Maybe that'll help. Okay. I apologize if YouTube goes down. We're not going to be here live for too long, just for another 10 minutes or so anyway. But if it does go down, go check us out on the Fringe Radio Network Spreaker, you guys. Spreaker is the place to connect with us live. And if you would like to go on there and you can listen to it audio, it will be a new community for y'alls. So I was fighting this demon and I was just grabbing it and smashing it against the wall over and over again, viciously. Like, we were completely allowed to unleash full violence against the enemy. And it felt good. It was like there was no reason to hold back, you know? And every time I've had a demon dream, like a demonic invasion dream like that, I am given full liberty to go to town, in the violence department with these things. And kind of, you know, that's the Bible. Like, God didn't go and commit genocide against humans. This only happens when demons start manifesting physically. Then you see the full fury of God's spirit against the enemy. So it was a pretty interesting dream, and I hope that you guys will also pay attention to your dreams. I'm not saying I know what it meant, but it had something to do with my brethren, my physical brothers, and so I just wanted to share that just to, you know, like Joseph, I'm not really sure what it meant, but okay, here is the actual live broadcast MP3. Welcome. So Joy says she's using the venom of a bushmaster and rattlesnake 3 times a day, drinking the venom, and animals are healers, except my poor spleen is like, what? You crack me up. Huh? Robux Roblox, welcome. Can you create anything in the spirit? Wow, what a great question. Well, let's look at the video game world and movie world. I'm using the thumbnail from a Netflix show called Umbrella Academy. And it's about a rather eccentric scientist who has these children that are basically their superheroes. And he is teaching them how to utilize their different powers. But he does so in a little bit of an abusive way that is very reminiscent of the family and the way that they try to teach their kids to follow God, but not really enable them to really know God. Like, I know very few family people who got to know God personally. It's very sad. Anyway, you know, it's those people, I contact them regularly. We've talked with them. I started this broadcast to kind of share some of their secrets, really. Now, where we're going with that, answering your question, you can imagine anything. The thing is, you are responsible for what you create. If you make a Disney World and the robots or the Pirates of the Caribbean start, you know, killing the tourists, you have a lot of lawsuits on your hands, and more than that, you know, you've sinned. You know, you've hurt these people and their families. You've killed people. So when you create stuff in your imagination, a lot of people create death, destruction, perversity. Now you have the liberal media teaching kids to not believe in their own gender. And the state wants to take away your children. First, they'll convince them that they should be the other gender. And then you don't have a say in it because that kid decides they are going to be another gender or whatever. There's like 50 genders now. And this is a form of abuse. But that's part of their whole spiel. It's very disgusting. It's very sick. So let me read your comments for a second. I'll be right back in just a moment. Okay, all right, we're caught up here. yeah, I got two lights shining in my face right now, so it's a little bit easier to wear sunglasses. I can take them off. Well, I can just keep the hat on. There we go. Shadow of Aloha. Usually we wear sunglasses because of the sun that just is like so freaking bright from the beach. Been a lot of whales out recently. Joy Kalura, wow, thanks for listening. I mean, maybe God has something to share with you, or maybe we can share some prophecies with you, and prayer, and just give you some encouragement. Robux says his friend can see in the spirit, and he created a girl, and his evil roommate sawed her head up, and he said Jesus resurrected her, but it was hard. Oh my gosh. Okay, so, I mean, if it's like if you write a story and somebody else reads it and their imagination engages with it, there you've created kind of a shared reality, a multiverse, if you will, a possible universe. Yeah, my honey's here. She's working on her homework. She's doing her homework. And Joy Kalura is blessing you. She heard you coughing. And her voice is so sweet, and she was saying thank you. Alrighty. Well, we're like the old-time actors. Great. So let's pause the YouTube for a moment and continue on the Fringe. So if you guys want to continue here, this battery is like literally about to die. So I've got to plug that puppy in really quick. So stay tuned for just a moment. And we'll be back on YouTube in about a few minutes. Otherwise, go and click the link for Spreaker. Feel free to go in there and chat with us on the Fringe Radio Spreaker on the link right there. And that's the same broadcast as this video. So we'll be right back in just a moment. Wow, this battery's dying. It's down, nirma. Let us take a little moment of reflection. A peaceful river ambiance. 'Tis so nice to sit here by the river and have a cup of coffee. I wanted to put a shout out to a listener who had some very kind words to say about the broadcast. There's been some very good feedback recently. And, he just asked the simple question about why do you have this title Spirit Wars for the broadcast, which is a fair enough question to ask because we haven't really spoken a whole lot about the whole timeline and the whole story of the broadcast. And you know, there's so much going on in the multiverse. There are so many things happening. We're going to get to this PDF in just a little bit. But if there are other dimensions, and really Tribulation Now, the podcast with Johnny Baptist, he really inspired today's broadcast with his interview about other dimensions, other layers, other realms. And of course they get into the CIA and MK Ultra and targeted individuals and all kinds of, you know, HARP and CERN and all the, you know, those conspiracy theories you always hear about. Well, one of the things that really inspired me in there was the idea that we are engaged in spiritual warfare, and that the other realms, the other dimensions, they have both good and evil, and we are able to interface with both good and evil. I have dreams with angels and demons, and I can open my channel to interface with God at any time. And we all have the option of going down low into the darkness and allowing this world to drag us down into the mud. You know, and when you're in a weakened state, it's easier to fall into that. But Jesus just keeps telling us, calling us into his spirit, and just to be patient and to have self-control and temperance, And that's the Spirit of God. I mean, you might say those are just practical things. Well, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, first of all. So there's freedom. There is peace. There is patience. There's kindness. There's abundance of joy. You can sense that this is a good place. This is a place where things can grow. So when you use the weapons of God, which are extremely powerful, and the title of our show, Spirit Wars, but we also have the Knight of the Priestess. That's my wife, who's really blessed me and kept me through some incredible battles. Back in Asia, it was just like a nonstop, horrible, like zombie blood feast of evil. And that's an ongoing battle. But she really is a priestess of peace and of guarding the peace and just the perfect person to have a family with and just enjoy life with. And my constant companion, although she's been a little camera shy recently, but we're going to try to get her back on. She's smiling at me right now. Oh my gosh, you blow kisses at me, you're just distracting me. Hey, my love is just the most patient, wonderful lady in the planet. And she's very, very spiritual. She's a very priestessly lady. So I've used her icon, one of her interesting imaginative photoshops, as the logo of this channel as well. And it's a part of it's an ongoing quest. You know, this channel started out called The Keys Turned to Swords. It was a spiritual weapons channel on YouTube. And then it became Key Blades, as the Kingdom Hearts video game utilizes a much cooler representation of keys that are also weapons and swords. And that really dovetails with the whole multiverse concept, that you have these weapons, but they're not just for destruction. You know, the weapons of God actually opened up portals. And God kept bringing this back to me. It was just like, open the portals. And I just saw limitless amounts of portals being opened, and scrolls from heaven, and keys to nations, and tectonic plates moving, and the Ring of Fire. And here we are in Hawaii, in the very middle of the bullseye center of the Ring of Fire, with just spiritual things happening upon spiritual things, layers upon layers upon layers, realms upon realms. And really, the Fringe Radio Network is a perfect representation of that, because we have so many different energetic presences. It's really the Fellowship of the Ring. What you're seeing here is Aragorn and Legolas and the hobbits and the dwarves and the elves, and they're just all coming together to accomplish this purpose. And we all dovetail and interface with the President of the United States, with InfoWars. We have the same guests on. We have connections to Sid Roth at Supernatural, to Coast to Coast AM. And a lot of the shows that we have are connected up with just tons of other influencers. So it's amazing. It's an amazing conquest. And you can listen to any of these shows. You can listen to Dan Duvall. You can listen to Daniel Lovett, Daniel Ott. We've even dovetailed and interfaced with a lot of YouTubers, like Rachel Stevens, with her hundreds of thousands, millions of viewers and outreach, and Rick Joyner with his just hundreds of thousands of millions. I mean, that guy, it's not about the numbers. It's about what these people have accomplished in the spirit. So, you know, L.A. Marzulli and the Canary Cry Radio guys, and it's really not about a website or a channel or a network in itself. It's a movement. It's connecting now with even with Ian Clayton, with the mystic realms, the other realms, the kingdom realms. And where Spirit Wars is we're kind of a hub where our focus is really to help train disciples. And disciples even needs to be updated. We need to use a different term, because it's more like Jedi, or even Jedi's a little bit sci-fi-ish. Maybe agents. My wife calls me Agent Snuggles. But I'm going to say that we're not going to just make a bunch of you should be an Agent Snuggles with your wife. But maybe we're making special agents of the spirit. Because you don't even, this mission, should you choose to accept, whatever it is, you're not even allowed to know the whole mission. And there's a video game which I want to talk about in just one second. Let me see if I can grab YouTube back on again really quick. And we're going to play this video game music. It's so dorky. I know it's dorky. Just get over it. It's video game music. But be right back in a second. Let's get YouTube back on here. Alrighty, thank you for putting up with us here. A lot of interruptions. We're back on live with YouTube again, so hopefully some people will find us again. So, Joy says, you remind me of the old-time actors. Okay, well, anyway, bless you. Hope she's sleeping well. God's will be done for a tough whistle-blowing cloud I'm on. Wow, I would like to know more about that. And she went back to sleep. Well, praise God. It's great to talk to some of you awesome people. To hear back on live. Everybody really, you know, is on YouTube and Facebook. And I'll admit, I go on there way too much, too. It's just a habit. It's like, it's hard to break those habits, you know. But I would recommend that we do our best to branch out to different communities. Because really, the place where everything really does move forward is on these other networks and private websites. Flying Penguins, Martin! Hey, brother! Great to see you there. So do subscribe to everything on the Fringe Radio Network, Spreaker, and you can engage with us on those channels. So thank you very much. Okay, so we were going to talk a little bit about a video game called the Metal Gear series. And that game is full of parallels to what we're doing. It kind of adds layer upon layer upon layer of just a lot of different realms, a lot of different battle stations, and a lot of different intelligence kind of stuff. Tom Clancy plus Rambo plus mixed with, you know, anime. That's pretty much what it is, if you want to go there. And that has really been an effective, that I've got to show it to my wife. I'm going to try to at some point force her to sit down and play the video game series with me. Started in 1998, actually. But in the game, you're basically a special agent. You go into these battles not knowing that even your commanding officers above you, they know things that you're not supposed to know about any of this stuff. So once you're in the mission, though, you don't have time to really play around and figure out what's going on. You just keep going forward. And that's really what discipleship is like as well. We constantly find new disciples, like, Martin Smith is one of them, you know, on Flying Penguins. I mean, this guy, he is helping to train special agents of the next generation. You really want to reach him, like, before they're 16 or 17. If you can get someone self-trained so that they understand when they play that video game or they watch that movie, that they are, in essence, they're seeing a little peek into the spirit world. But what we need are more people to be guardians, to watch over these young spirits that are so impressionable, and to give them materials that really help to develop their character and not just addictive personality disorder to playing binge playing video games. I'm that kind of a person, but I've managed to somehow kind of grab hold of it and then turn it towards spirit. So if you are addicted to going to the spirit and just connecting with God and getting and pulling the Holy Spirit into you, a lot of people get addicted to substances or partying or whatever, pornography. If you read the Bible, it actually says the Spirit lusts for you. So if you have all of that drive, all that energy is directed towards the Spirit, and you don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh, you're not living for money or, you know, to get that next fix. You don't care about smoking tons of cigarettes. Okay, I love my coffee and I love my whiskey whenever I can, if my wife doesn't stop me from. But, you know, not to get drunk or not to, you know, have a heart attack. I know a guy that had a heart attack from drinking 10 Red Bulls a day. But part of his spirit is he's in the army. And he wants to do stuff. You know, he's a very just go-get-him kind of guy. 250 push-ups every day in a row that he does. Just really awesome person. Former army soldier. He was basically a pastor at age 13, I found out recently. And I looked at him and I was like, brother, the Space Force needs you, man. We're recruiting. And he was just like, I love you, brother. Gave me a big hug. You know, those are the kind of guys, we want to recruit them for the Space Force. And they think you're joking. And they're like, no, there is a Space Force, man. Martin says he flew in the spirit tonight with the local brothers. Awesome, man. Well, Tony Floyd has been going nonstop. As last night I saw, he was doing stuff with POTUS, trying to protect the president somewhere in Washington, D.C. So we have a lot of people that are traveling in the spirit, and Martin is one of them. You know, Ian Clayton is one of them. And I don't really compare or judge who's the best. Who's got the best vision of heaven? It's my heaven is the best one. You have to subscribe to only my visions and prophecies. No, how about we want everybody to start engaging with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the end of the Bible has a very interesting verse. It says, the bride and the Spirit say, come. Or the Spirit and the bride say, come. And I would say that is very exemplary of how a part of us is already the New Jerusalem above, which is the mother of us all, as Paul says, or identified with that. You know, it's almost like a separate entity that is identified with Christ through marriage. And if you think about it like that, well, us from the future is calling out to the us of today, and in this weird time paradox where you actually are a ruler of the planet. Take a look at how corrupt Washington is. Even with a good president, we can't get anything done. You know, all these pedophiles running around everywhere. In the same way, or if you look at that way, like if we just had a few good men with some simple, good old-fashioned morals, even if they were almost completely incompetent in every other way, they would do a better job than these people that are just keeping things in this constant state of total distress and nasty. We all go in the body of Christ. Amen. Flying penguins. So, this bride, this New Jerusalem crystal city of the future, is somehow reaching out to you and I today and trying to pull you into a form of kind of the spiritual government, to where you begin to walk with God and legislate and not micromanage. Nobody can micromanage. How does Trump go to like 50 states and all these different counties of the 50 states and go through this list of names and be like, he's doing a great job. Oh, I'd like to mention so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's like, how does he know? Like, there's no way that he knows. But he is legislating through basically letting others work. You know, what's the word for that? Where you... Honey, what's the word where you have other people kind of delegate, right?
Yeah.
Delegation. He's delegating other people to do these different spheres of government and work. And thanks, Martin found it. So we're talking about the New Jerusalem. BT, the current Jerusalem, I've thought about going there. I thought about when are we going to go there. Obviously, at some point we are. The current Jerusalem, there's a lot going on with the politics there. I know Netanyahu or... I forget which guy is under scrutiny right now. But anyway, there's a lot going on. The current Jerusalem is... it's going to be ruled by the Antichrist at some point. So, you know, if you're going to go to Jerusalem, just remember that pretty soon there's going to be the man of sin standing in the holy place where he ought not, putting up the abomination of desolation. Maybe you don't want to be there for that, but, you know, having property there or finding allies there, sure. You know, I believe at some point we might go to Jerusalem. I was in a cult where they were telling us never go to Jerusalem. They're all demons. We're the Jerusalem, and it was kind of a swinging of extremes to where it was just like, okay, I guess we're just gonna live in China now. We're never go to America. It's gonna be destroyed. It's like, okay, we're never supposed to go to America. Okay, the family was all about that. So in retrospect, I would say there is something to going to Jerusalem. But really where you want to live, where the temple is you, wherever you are right now. And, there is freedom, free will, but wherever you are on assignment, God will put you in positions where you will change, things around you. And the New Jerusalem is so big, it's not even going to fit like geographically in where Jerusalem is right now. Okay. Check your comments. Let me check your comments. Thank you for commenting. Amen. Yeah, we are the temple, right? Thank you, Martin. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Martin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we are jumping all over the place, and the time is flying by. Oh my gosh. Okay. We've got to go take a walk on the beach. So I want to get to this parallel universe thing before we lose track here. Because, man, there's so many things to talk about. But this is a PDF from MIT. And as Steve Quill said, it's being put into the mainstream now. So, as we've just rambled on about, like, 50 different universes, in the same way, there are other perspectives on heaven, there are other visions and prophecies and people with different anointings, some people really focus on the end times, some people are really focused on just the court system, or going into the spirit, or learning how to tap into the power of the stars and to rule and reign. I mean, there's these 12 constellations, and they're like... there's something about these different zodiacs, but we're supposed to do it in the spirit of God and the blah, blah, blah. You know, follow this, watch the signs in the sky, but don't get ruled under them. We are taking their place as the New Jerusalem, not to sit here and have a water management desalinization plant, but to actually provide a physical manifestation on the earth of what these different religious beings and entities have falsely led the different nations under all this time. They are going to be taken out of the way so that their authority will be gone, and then the people of God, who are really the people of God, not the fake ones. We all know way too many fake ones. But the real government of God will be ruling as the stars. It says they will shine as the stars. Well, what does the star do? When you have a baby born, according to its star constellational astrological profile, certain character traits manifest in those people. My sister, Emily, was born on my birthday when I was 13. We share a lot of the same just character personality traits, just a matter of fact. And I haven't even been around my family for the last 10 years. So all of her adult life has been without Michael Basham around as her big brother. I need to go back. I need to be a big brother to my sister, Emily Basham. We're trying to. We're getting there. It's just been a mess of Asialand, man. Yeah, you guys, interesting about Jerusalem. I would love to hear your thoughts on that. But anyway, these different realms are so interesting. And you can look at this. The abstract is quite interesting. Max Tegmark wrote this already 16 years ago. And the study, the survey, is physics theories involving parallel universes, which form a natural 4-level hierarchy of multiverses, allowing progressively greater diversity. So there's 4 levels. Level 1. A generic prediction of inflation is that an infinite ergodic universe, which contains Hubble volumes realizing all initial conditions, including an identical copy of you about 10 to the 10th to the 29th miles or meters or something, m, away. Level 2. In chaotic inflation, other thermalized regions... Just bear with us here. This is the scientific talk. Okay, let's just turn up the nerd music while we read this. All right. We're gonna tell you how it goes. Let's go in the forest and read this document. All right. So in these thermalized regions, there may be different physical constants, dimensionality, and particle content. Level 3. In unitary quantum mechanics, other branches of the wave function add nothing qualitatively new, which is ironic given that this level has historically been the most controversial. Okay. Level 4. Other mathematical structures give different fundamental questions and equations of physics. The key question is not whether parallel universes exist. Level 1 is the most uncontroversial cosmological concordance model. But how many levels are there? I discuss how multiverse models can be falsified and argue that there is a severe measure problem that must be solved to make testable predictions at levels 2 through 4. So once you get into this mindset of these scientists who think they understand something as intricate as, like, other universes, well, let's bring things back to just the actual, factual, spiritual universes that do exist, that we have all had at some point or another in our lives, some experience with something that you could not explain, but that happened to you. Where I was most focused on sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel, tapping into the spirit, praying, prophesying at every spare moment, that was when I was having visitations by spirits regularly. Hey Scott, bless you and Spreaker. Good to see you, man. All right, so what does all this stuff mean? Where is this going? Well, the reason we're sharing this is that this is how the world looks at stuff. They need somebody with this, all this scientific jargon, to begin to even look at the idea of there being another world out there. And they call it the multiverse. I just call it the spirit world. And as we go continue into this limitless realm of the spirit, which is so big, it's so as beautiful and crazy as the ocean is with all of these crazy animals. Although we went swimming at Magic Island yesterday and we didn't see dosh garn thing. Honey, did you even see one fish yesterday? It totally sucked. But we got married there, so we're going to make sure that fish come to Magic Island. Okay, is there another copy of you reading this article? Deciding to put it aside without finishing this sentence while you are reading on? A person living on a planet called Earth with misty mountains, fertile fields, and sprawling cities in a solar system with 8 other planets. The life of this person has been identical to yours in every respect, until now, that is, when your decision to read on signals that your 2 lives are diverging. You probably find this idea strange and implausible. and I must confess that this is my gut reaction too. Yet it looks like we will just have to live with it, since the simplest, most popular cosmological model today predicts that this person actually exists in a galaxy about 10 to the 10th to the 29th meters from here. This does not even assume speculative modern physics, merely that space is infinite and rather uniformly filled with matter, as indicated by recent astronomical observations. Your alter ego is simply a prediction of the so-called concordance model of cosmology, which agrees with all current observational evidence and is used as the basis for most calculations and simulations presented at cosmological conferences. In contrast, alternatives such as fractal universe, a closed universe, and a multiply-connected universe have been seriously challenged by observations. Okay, so let's just stop right here and skip ahead. Think about the fact that this model is based off of the idea of your will creating a new universe. Literally, when you decide to do something like get married or have a kid or have a job or learn a language or go to a new country or join a religion, you are doing a willful act that is creating a new universe. So in science, they're trying to reconcile the power of the will, which God has infinite, I mean, his importance on our free will is so big that there, this is like what all the seminaries are just obsessed with, pretty much. Neville Johnson, I just emailed him. We have a lot of his sermons from the past. We have a lot of sermons on this channel, including my grandfather's, Terry Bennett, Andre Rabe. I probably need to just take those off because I don't own those, but they were on other YouTube channels that got taken down, so now they can only be found on my channel. You know, if he wants to take authority over those and monetize them or put them on another channel, that's fine. But we listen to Neville Johnson a lot. My honey here loves Neville Johnson as well. And she's taking a nap and she's nodding her head. And Martin says, we were just praying about this tonight, about the temple, about going to Jerusalem. We've abdicated our responsibility as kingdom Christians, and the darkness filled the space. Wow. Oh, the different star systems. Interesting. Yeah, we have to... Guys, get your spaceships, guys. Let's start going to space. Let's start taking back the planets. Let's start working with the aliens or fighting them or whatever. Joy, you need to go to bed. You're waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, pray that Neville Johnson's people get back to us, because we're trying to get a hold of him to get on a Kingdom Talks show pretty soon. Joy is scratching her head about the spaceships. Well, okay, look. We have a lot of prophecies with spaceships. The New Jerusalem is basically a giant spaceship. So it's not the only one. Too. The original Salem, there are visions of Salem also being a giant spaceship. They call them planetomes because they're so big that you can't really, and it's like there's a dome over it, like flat Earth. We are multidimensional, says Martin Smith, but I don't think parallel universes where there are multiple versions of us. What are your thoughts? I agree. I'm not taking this as fact. Hey, Scott says hi. Right on, Scott. Jennifer says hi. But for instance, one of the biggest, coolest spaceships that I've ever seen, when I've gotten into prophecy world where I'm just like, okay, God, look, I believe in you. I believe in your Bible. I believe in your prophets. Let's take things to the next level. And then I just go and go and go into the New Jerusalem. I meet people. I go to the different levels of New Jerusalem. Neville Johnson talks about there being four levels. There's levels where they're closer to Jesus, where you're more intimate with him. And then there's the outside levels where it's just, you know, people are just kind of, you know, living their lives and they are under the government of God. But they don't really want to be married to God. They don't really want to follow him that close. You know, they don't want to go out of their way every day to engage with God and the Holy Spirit and make God a part of their lives and in all of their thoughts. Maybe they want to talk about Let's go to the, let's do whatever we want to do today. And what do we want to do? And God is like this side thought, Well, they'll still go to heaven and there's still a place for them, but they probably won't be in the realm where God gives you authority to rule everything, because you're not really that much in love with him. And just be honest, if you're not, then you're not. You don't have to lie and say, like, I've got all the power. If you have that just white hot love for Jesus, which if you don't, you can get that. You could ask him to give you a love that is like his love, which is like, I will die for you. Actually, I will sacrifice my only son for you. That kind of love. I don't think I have that kind of love for most people. That's the kind of love he has for us. So if you get that kind of love in you, then he can trust you as he did with Abraham. Notice how Israel started with that kind of love. All right, you want to follow me? Sacrifice your son for me. Yes, sir, unknown God. By the way, what's your name? He's like, all right, Abraham, you're the father of faith now. So that's how it works. And I've gone there and I've seen, like, there's other realms, and I want to be as close as you possibly can get to God. I don't want to let anything get in between us. But then I've also gone and explored those areas where people are like a little bit on the boring side. Let's just admit, a lot of people, they just went to church, they went to heaven, they have no power, hardly. Well, they do compared to outside, but they're relatively just kind of spending time there. Well, long story short, I went to one of those towns, cities, whatever. I met one of the inhabitants that wanted to go much farther. And over a period of a few months, this happened back in 2006, this person decided to notify me and say that their entire city was going to come to engage in spiritual warfare and just go with me where I was going, and going on an adventure, and just like major backup, because a lot of those were like church Christians that never did anything for God when they were alive. So they were like, we're going to go, we're actually going to take our entire city out of heaven, and we're going to bring it and, attach it to some kind of a battle station. And it literally looks like those domed flat earth things, like just this giant dome over a slice of heaven that was cut out of it. I'm sure they have the engineering capabilities in heaven. If they can't do it, they should. And they were just like, we're gonna go out of the New Jerusalem and go right to where you are in the spirit right now. And it was called Star Lion. That was the spirit name that I got for it. And I'm telling you, weird things happen around that. And I wrote a book about it. Because it's too weird to talk about. What are you guys talking about? Electric razors. Yeah, I know. No, I'm just I lost my mic stand, guys. This is what we do. We don't have a mic stand. We have to hold the microphone. Actually, I could just put it down. Or I could just try to shave with it. All right. Star-Lord. Star-Lords are another thing. By the way, I just talked to some people that have met the Star-Lord. What's that actor's name that was in Jurassic World? He was at Manoa Falls, and they filmed part of Jurassic World there. More tangents. Anyway, multiverses. Instead of blasting the flat earthers all the time, I kind of like to take the Star Lion prophecies and say, look, maybe what you're seeing isn't flat earth, but maybe it is some kind of vision that we're getting, that we're supposed to see, that's like this Star Lion, like it's a spacecraft from heaven. It is flat. It's a giant slice of New Jerusalem, and it has a dome over it. It looks like flat earth. Oh, Scott saw the Jeff Goldblum. No, what's his name? Shoot. Honey, what's the famous actor that lived in Maui that was working at restaurants, that was eating the food off the plates? Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt. Thank you. Okay, Chris Pratt. Scott wants to come too. God is my everything. Amen. That is beautiful. Yeah, I mean, if you are really in love with God, boy golly goshams, does he have a lot for you. BT says it's a donut shape. Yeah, I make fun of him too. I'm just saying that it's like, we have the ability to reach out to anybody. And the flat earthers, I think they're getting a vision of something that, I don't think the earth is flat, but I think that there's something about that model that they keep drawing of, like, this dome thing, flat plane with a dome over it. Because that's exactly what I was seeing for 10 years. I mean, I would draw it, I would play video, I would play games with my students in Taiwan with it. And I might not even be completely right on this. It's just a sketch of something in the spirit that I saw, that there are beings in heaven that want to come assist us. And they're also learning with us. They're not just like, I am an angel, I know everything. Woo! But they're learning alongside us, fighting alongside us, and winning through us. So, anyway, maybe a system of control, it could be. And I forgot, I lost my train of thought. So basically the multiverse here. You know, and you read this, let me read another sentence of this guy's paper. So, he's talking about, like, every choice that you make, there's another version of you in, like, an infinite number of worlds. That's kind of insane. But he's saying, by this very definition of universe, one might expect the notion that our observable universe is merely a small part of a larger multiverse to be forever in the domain of metaphysics. Yet the epistemological borderline between physics and metaphysics is defined by whether a theory is experimentally testable, not by whether it is weird or involves unobservable entities. Well, how about if you actually do observe the entities? Because I've seen stuff pop out of my stomach and formulate these tubes and things. I've seen fans pop out of my wall blowing with little, like, strings coming out of them. I've seen beings. I saw a girl by my bed begging me for something. And I was talking to her in Japanese, as in China. I've seen weird technological apparatuses come out of the ceiling. I've seen plants, like vines, growing around my bed. I've seen geckos and spiders on the wall that I was, like, touching. Like, what is that? And it was in another dimension. I don't know how this stuff works, but those darn Asians seem to really believe in ghosts, and they burn incense to them all the time. So there is something to that. Joy says, how do we old school folks bridge to the new world model researcher world? Now, let me catch up on your comments really quick. Just a moment. I check. Phineas and Ferb. What's Phineas and Ferb? I don't know what you're talking about, man. Joy's gonna make some fresh ginger slices with warm water for the wife. That's a great idea. I need to make that for my wife, too. Good idea. So to reiterate here, the multiverse theory of these scientists kind of sounds like the fact that the free will aspect of the Bible is so important. And ironically, the religious church system, the false religious system, loves to take away your free will and usurp it with their mind control slavery. It's so annoying. I mean, it can be fun for a little while to let some other person tell you what to do, but at some point you need to make your own decisions. Be an executive, be a CEO of your realm. So I'm gonna just skim through this really quick. There is the evidence for a level one parallel universe, which then there's what is that parallel universe like on level one. How a multiverse theory can be tested and falsified. That's a very interesting question. And there are other post-inflation bubbles in level two. We're not talking about... they're talking about the Big Bang, not about economics. So there's a lot of interesting, like, these are really outdated diagrams, but I've posted the PDF there in the chat. You guys can check it out. Should be there. Is it there? Should be. It should be in the description. Let me put this here. MK Mormon. Yeah. MK Mormon, Scott. You need to wear your magical underwear. So, the many worlds of quantum physics. Evidence for level 3 parallel universes. So they have a lot of, apparently, evidences for this. I'm not saying I believe in this kind of scientific jargon completely. I'm just saying that it's theory that is now becoming prevalent in the worldview of all the other realms of science. And there's an interesting diagram here. Figure 7 that showcases all the different sciences, you know, atomic physics, chemistry, astrophysics, evolution, earth science, biology, medicine, psychology, sociology, computer science, and it's all coming from this unknown realm. General relativity, special relativity, electromagnetism, solid state physics, electric properties of solids, electrical engineering, all these different fields that experts make a pretty hefty salary when they become expert. And it talks about it like this. Theories can be crudely organized into a family tree where each might have at least in principle be derivable from more fundamental ones above it. For example, classical mechanics can be obtained from special relativity in the approximation that the speed of light is infinite. Most of the arrows are less well understood. All these theories have two components, mathematical equations and words that explain how they are connected to what we observe. So everything has to do with observation. Notice that in your spirit, and they don't introduce any of the psychic or esoteric kind of paranormal divisions which the militaries of our world have been utilizing for decades. But, for instance, remote viewing has to do with observation. So all these different sciences, you know, all these different journals of scientists, right? These are what we observed after the test study A with the test subject B did the test and they had this result. And they can prove it with their thesis and their papers. And this all has to do with observation. My grandfather was a chemist. He has patents. He worked for DuPont. But he wasn't a high-level guy, don't worry. He worked very hard, though. Really believed in the American dream, came to America from Estonia, fighting the communists and the Russians. So you libtards, you guys are idiots to try to bring back that kind of socialism again. And, you know, he worked hard, and I had little chemistry tutoring lessons with him, which were really hard because he would always eat sardines before class. So it was literally like, oh, grandpa, no. Sardine smell just wafting over you. But it was all about these observations. And when you mix these certain chemicals, you know, something happens. Well, in the spirit, there's also something to this that they're finding with quantum theory, that when you observe certain particles, they seem to change their makeup or their position. So observation in itself is a key to everything. And this is where traveling in the spirit, seeing things, creating things even, is key, because you are affecting reality when you just even close your eyes, let God show you stuff. However you do that, and you start to, boom, you start to interface with that, and realities that you could not explain otherwise start to manifest in your realm. Discernment. Yes, we need that discernment. Derek Prince. You want to talk about Derek Prince? Okay. He was my grandfather's mentor. Well, not mentor. Rufus Mosley was. But he was his shepherd. One of the best cartoons. I forget which cartoon we were talking about. Oh, Joy is talking about For My Wife. Okay, sorry. We gotta get her some ginger water. I'm gonna go get some ginger water. Flying Penguins got his magic underwear. Good. But they were quantumly entangled the other day. Too bad. So, okay, Derek Prince passed away not so long ago. My uncle actually is in charge of Derek Prince Ministries. So when you're talking to Michael Basham, you're talking to the pirate that, you know, maybe you think I'm kind of a clown, but my family, they're like the Lord of the Pirates. They're like the kings of the old pirates of the old days. But most of them are dead now. So they're just kind of running their ministries. Derek Prince really has got some great foundational teaching that is good support base for when we're going off into like multiverses of quantum spirit. Always good to get some good Bible knowledge and just bring things back down to Jesus is Lord, the Bible is true, there is war in the heavens, and I listen to Derek Prince from time to time. I think if anybody that hasn't, you should go on a binge fusion of that information. And while you're at it, check out Ern Baxter and Don Basham. My grandfather, Don Basham, worked very closely with Derek Prince, and his oldest daughter, Cindy, her husband is in charge of the ministries of Derek Prince today. I've reached out to him, but haven't had a word back yet. But how did you find out about Derek Prince, BT? Who would I approach in line with Derek Prince? I think Neville Johnson is the next step from Derek Prince to kind of engaging with a living connection to the Holy Spirit today. Derek Prince operated in a very similar kind of construct of, a lot of it was deliverance ministry, a lot of it was having to do with shepherding and just, you know, like getting healing, and you can listen to his sermons. He's got a lot of great stuff, but he doesn't really engage with the realms of the kingdom like a lot of our Christian friends are today. I just got an email just as we went live today from Gil Hodges, sending me the next motherload of audio files of their shows, their Kingdom Talks. Adina Hodges sent me their Kingdom Talks. You can check them out. Daniel Lovett and Mary Haas, Nancy Cohen. We've got Ian Clayton and Jonathan and Helena Caven, Rich Wood. So a lot of these guys, a lot of their talks, these are mystical Christians. And I think that isn't a hokey pile of made up nonsense. I think that there is something to observation in the spirit, even if you don't really know what to do with your revelation. Like I don't. I mean, I'm telling you, my visions are pretty sci-fi. But yeah, for sure. Oh, Scott's offering to go to the store. I think we're okay. I think we're doing okay. She fell asleep. I put my wife to sleep talking on the radio. What does that say? Well, it means that we can just be, sometimes we can be background noise, but hopefully something that we're talking about will have usefulness in your life. So we pretty much touched upon the multiverse. This is an older paper, actually, but it's amazing that this is now being brought out, you know, two decades later. Finally, it's like this stuff is becoming mainstream. But it's been around for a while. And the mystic's been around for a while. And Rick Joyner, you know, his book, The Final Quest, has been out there for a long time. My mom gave it to me when I was only 15. And, there's a lot to talk about. Brolin Newbie's listening. Hey, bless you. BT's asking, deliverance, who is best as of today? Okay, here's what I think about this. Now, the deliverance ministry today, there are a lot of Catholics that are doing deliverance. I found my grandfather's book, Deliver Us from Evil, in a dorm in a Jesuit university in Tokyo, Sophia University. All marked up and studied, you know, the hardcover copy, Deliver Us from Evil, Don Basham. I was like, oh my gosh, I found Papa's books. Today, I don't know if there's a lot of people teaching old-fashioned deliverance. I would say that the court system teaching is very similar. And you know, Heather Rayner talking too about praying over your DNA, your genealogy, and getting forgiveness and praying over and repentance for things that maybe your past ancestors did that you don't want to do. Now, my family, the Basham family, they don't do these broadcasts like this, like making a total clown out of themselves and wearing sunglasses and cowboy hats live on, you know, radio and whatever. totally looking ridiculonkabilis and just embarrassingly having very few people listening, but to me it's more important you guys listening than having a million do-nothing dorks that are just being entertained. The people that we talk to every day are moving mountains every day. So I really appreciate you. I know Brawlin does. I know that Joy does, BT does, and Martin Smith does, the Flying Penguins. Subscribe to all those channels! And I broke off a spirit of pride when I was in high school that at that time I was really just going through mental anguishing battles, and I didn't know what they meant. Now I do. I know that there was some stuff that needed to be worked out. But I watched a video by Don Basham saying, if you want to get deliverance, it's very simple. You don't even need me to help you do it. You don't even need to go to a deliverance pastor. You go to the bathroom or go somewhere quiet. In my case, I went to the forest behind my house. And you get quiet with God, maybe read some scriptures, pray, praise the Lord for a little while, speak in tongues, whatever. And then ask God, show me what spirit is hindering me or is affecting me. You won't be possessed by a demon if you're a Christian, but you can be hindered. You can be tortured by one. And so in my case, I heard the word pride. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to command the spirit of pride to leave me in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I said those words, I heard a popping, clapping kind of sound behind me, physically, in the forest. And I didn't know what to do. I just started thanking God, hallelujah, I'm free from the spirit of pride. And then fire ants started biting me, and then I turned around, nothing was there. Nobody was there. It was the middle of the night, in the forest, in Florida, in a pine forest. And it wasn't just that experience, but over time, in the future, I felt the ability to be a total dork and a fool for Jesus and put myself out there and say, I believe in the gospel. I believe in the Bible. You should believe in the Bible too. Woo! Not quite like that, but you know what I mean. Like, hey, do you know about Jesus, man? Do you know about Jesus? Huh? Do you know about him? Have you ever believed in Jesus before? I'm talking to you, buddy boy! And people are just like, what is wrong with you? You're crazy. And I'd be like, you have no idea. Except now I just say, I'm from the future. Where I come from, this is normal. I appreciate you too, Martin. Yes, Don Basham was a wise man. He had his weaknesses, but he did get a lot done. And the enemy hated him. So we need to have a deeper identity in Jesus Christ. And you know, I read his books. I read a lot of these books. I found Oswald Chambers. Oswald Chambers changed my life. All Christ-centered, cross-centered. Then in Japan, G.K. Chesterton opened up the whole range of like, whoa, like there's information that the Protestant church doesn't have, but the Catholics do. So I started to get into all history. And then, of course, I joined the Family International, but I'm telling you, those Mo letters provided pretty much what you guys have access to right now with the internet and YouTube videos and podcasts. Like Alex Jones plus Ian Clayton plus everything that we try to talk about on Spirit Wars, but sometimes it's a disorganized mess. We're all over the place. But look at the people that we've interviewed. Every person I have interviewed on this show, almost every single one, if they have any materials, I have listened to thousands and thousands of hours of their stuff. Average. We're trying to bring into perspective these different universes, multiverses, and to present with you the information to a place where you can be empowered, because we're bringing the doorknob down very low. Like, if my visions and prophecies are this hokey sounding, then you don't need to worry about yours being false if yours are hokey sounding, if any of mine come out to be true. And maybe some of them aren't even true. It's just channeling out, like sketching out what could be. So I recommend people to go in there. And John Neh says, step into another dimension. Everything. Nothing. Okay, don't know what you mean, but yes, Brolin loves Oswald, and so does BT, yes. Just read some of Oswald Chambers. I have his full, complete works. It's a must-have. There's no way you can read the entire thing. It's like the size of, like, five Bibles. Yeah, you, Brolin Newby, and Martin Penguins, you guys gotta connect up. The Flying Penguins podcast, by the way, and YouTube channel, Johnny Iron has been sick with pneumonia for like 3 months, and he said recently that he loves the Flying Penguins so much. It's like one of the only things he'll listen to right now. So keep them coming, brother. Those are really, really powerful transmissions. All right, well, if you guys have any other questions or things you want to say, feel free to leave comments, and we will read them in a moment. Scott says, I am a round peg trying to fit into a square, or the other way around. I just don't fit anywhere anymore. But I fit in with people that also don't fit in, so how do you do with that?
We don't belong in the world. When I don't have a place in the world, where do I go? I find other people who don't belong to. And we make friendly friends.
Okay, just listen nostalgically for a second. I'll be right back.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Alrighty, nighty. Hallelujah. Okay, guys, just a few more little thoughts here. So, what you guys got going on in the comments? Amanda Ferez is here, yo! Hey! So, we got quite an army here. John Nay says, decalcify your pineal gland ASAP. John, how do we do that? How do we decalcify our pineal glands? Maybe buy a water distiller. It's a lot of fluoride in the water, man. Berlin asks, why would you try? I'm not sure what she's talking about, but John Neh says, you visit dimensions when you quote-unquote dream. You have been lied to all this time. Oh my gosh, I knew they were lying to us. Flying Penguin says, sneeze really hard. Not hard for me. Been sneezing all day today. I don't know why. You know, I don't think we really understand how fluid this all is. Like, it's just step by step, get into the spirit. You know, God takes his time. He's not in a huge rush. Read the Bible. You know, pray, spend time seeking him. You'll notice when you read the Bible, it says in John 6, chapter 6 somewhere, it's like, what is the work of the kingdom? It's like, to believe in him who is sent. Well, how do you believe? Well, you grow your faith through the word. So you read the word, and you'll find that it's not an easy thing to read the Bible every day or get the word ingrained into you. A lot of us who go live, we don't do our job of reading the word very well sometimes. I will take authority and responsibility first for myself for that. But ever since I read that when I was 17, I realized, like, the whole world is against me as far as my faith. Not necessarily that everything's a conspiracy or it's flat earth or, you know, the whole world is the Illuminati and the Illuminati's trying to kill me, nothing like that. But the world is set up to reward focusing on self-effort and accomplishment and what looks good in the eyes of men, but what is detestable in the eyes of God. That's why our podcast has a few hundred very precious listeners per podcast, but billions, gajillions in the kingdom. We're focused on our kingdom listeners and what they want to talk about. That's what we should broadcast to please the Father, not the masses, in my opinion. But the people that do listen, I did the math and I realized, like, you guys who have listened to us, if we have like 5% of the people who regularly tune in on Patreon supporting us, even with just $5 a month or $10, some people have taken the plunge and have given much bigger donations and we appreciate them. But if you look at the math, if we were able to make this outreach bigger, we could basically afford to just do this full time and do a great job and maybe even hire people and maybe even develop products that we could sell or get legitimized with it. Get on terrestrial radio, become pirate radio as Alex Jones is being censored everywhere and cast out. Well, that is where the spirit war picks up, is wherever that leaves off. All right, we've been going really long here, and we want to bless you and thank you, and whatever I have, whatever God's given me that's of any use, that's of any value, that's in any way untainted by my spirit, my fallen nature, may the Lord bless you with that and impart to you 1,000 warriors, 1,000 generals of spirit, and may you open yourself up to his realm and kingdom. Doors are opening everywhere right now. We need all of you guys in the spirit. So praise God. We love you guys. And we thank you again for people that have blessed us on Patreon. We love you. And may you take over the planet in your sphere. Alrighty. Thank you all. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, BT. See you all laters. And don't forget to pray for grandmas. Pray for Alice Basham, by the way. She's hasn't been doing too well. She's got family around her, but it's been rough recently. So pray for Don Basham's wife, Alice Basham. And may the Lord keep you and bless you. We'll see you on the other side. A lot more to report soon. Good night.